It's Michael Feldman.
That's it. Did you know you forgot to brush your hair this morning?
Yeah.
Do you forget some mornings, or you just roll out of bed and?
Well, it's a look.
Oh, it's a look. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
I put water in my hair.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, we all shower occasionally, Joe.
What?
Yeah.
What?
No, I'm saying it's.
Don't take it.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, I need.
Okay. All right. I thought you had something on your mind there. It's a look, though. Okay. I don't have any opportunity to have a look with what I got. So, this is not a look. This is a result. Is today's show a rerun or live? This is a rerun. Carefully selected for your listening enjoyment. David Cam, Decorah, Iowa. Guy Bergenthal, pastor, so I shouldn't call you Guy, I guess. That doesn't sound right. Reverend Bergenthal? Yes? Oh, there he is, way back there. How are you? You're in your civvies. You're underdressed, aren't you, for a reverend?
I'm semi-retired, so I
can. Okay. Semi. Why is finding the parking lot to this show so difficult? Winona Terrace. It's odd because it is a ramp, basically. The building is a ramp. It's a parking ramp with a theater in the middle of it. What? I'm sorry. It's a problem for the reverend, the good reverend? Wait a second. I'm coming. Hold on, Rev. Don't rev it up. Okay. Reverend, can I get you to stand up there? Okay.
Good to meet you.
Is this approved casual wear?
Yes, it is. Liturgically approved.
Is this Methodist casual wear? Lutheran?
Lutheran, yeah.
Okay. Pretty spiffy. I like it.
Thank you.
That's good on you. And are you still practicing at all? You say part-time or?
I'm filling a vacancy. I'm retired, and I'm at Good Shepherd in Beloit.
Oh, you are? Mm-hmm. You're filling a vacancy? What happened to the other guy?
He took a call to Massachusetts.
Took a call? Can he take a call here? I got... a call? Is there, when there's a call, you mean you take a call, that means there's a job, right?
Right, right.
I never thought of my job as have a calling, you know, so it's a little different for me. Oh, so did you find it, though? You must have parked somewhere.
We finally saw some signs and followed those randomly around the downtown area until we found the on-ramp and got to the parking lot.
In this building?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Wasn't easy.
Okay, well, it's impossible to miss because the building, as I say, is essentially a parking ramp.
We saw that immediately.
Thank you, Reverend.
You're welcome.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming. Nice to have you here. Oh, come on. I got lots of things to do here. What? It's at Borowitz, isn't it? Talked too long. Couldn't shut him up. He was good, though. I enjoyed him. All right, we're going to play a round of the What You Know quiz. Chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous.
But.
What?
First.
But before we can do that, are you afraid I was going to forget that, John? Thank you so much for being overly helpful.
Grease in the skids there, baby.
Grease in the skids is right, and we're sliding. Who has the four disclaimers? Yes, can I get you to come down here, sir, and meet me here, and you get a chance to read that. Here's your big moment, probably something you waited for years.
It is.
Is it?
It's the highlight of my life.
Highlight of your life.
Which means I haven't had much highlights. So.
No, apparently not. And you are?
I'm Jerry Ryan.
Jerry, are you from around here?
Or? I'm from Madison.
Okay. But are you from around here?
No, originally I'm from Toledo, Ohio.
If you have
a chance, go to Toledo, find some place else to go.
We've been to Toledo. We had a good time there, actually. Yeah.
Really? You may be one of the only people, so. Okay. All right, so don't ad lib. All questions used in What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous? Misleading?
Are you in a hurry to get through it? What does it matter? Are you a lawyer? What are you?
I'm actually the medical director for Student Health Services. So
really?
I take care of all the students on campus.
Okay, so there's a lot.
So they all social media text, so we never talk anymore. So, all right. So ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Okay. In spring, an old man's fancy turns with difficulty. It's very apropos.
That's a beautiful song.
Yes, it is. It is. Persons employed by the International House of Radio, how am I doing?
Good, you're doing good.
Okay, all right. Or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. listeners to have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Okay, all right. Here, no, here, take that. Give me the microphone. He wanted the microphone and give me the sheet of paper. Okay, let's see the hands of those of you who want to play the What Do You Know quiz. It is a general knowledge quiz. Well, you were the first. That should be factored in. What? I know, but he was... I was struck by the fact that his hand shot up immediately. But maybe it's too important to you. Don't cry. Okay, all right, come on, here. Now I feel bad. He was tearing up. It's hard. Oh, the guy in the kilt. There is a guy with a kilt in your row. Do you know him?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Don't know.
What do they call that thing that hangs in front of your... The sporehead hangs in front of your... Okay. Is that the idea for to actually...
Well, that's where I keep my phone in my wallet.
I know you keep your phone in your wallet in there, but... You don't keep your parts in there. All right, okay, that's all I wanted to know. Hi, how are you? I'm sorry for that distraction.
Good. It was fun looking at his sporehead.
Okay. Work that out with him. Your name is?
David Tank.
David, are you from around here then?
I'm from Menominee, Wisconsin.
Menominee. The western one or the east? There's two, isn't there? There's
the western one.
Western one, near Chippewa Falls and all that.
Yep. Yeah.
What do you do out there?
I teach and I do 3D photography.
Oh, cool. David, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I came all the way here just to see you in 3D.
I never had that before. Come on. Right down here. Walk this way. Step up on the stage of the mighty What Do You Know Theater. The Monona Theater. Not actually known that, of course, but so don't try Googling that. Okay, David. So 3D photography.
I do, yes.
You don't hear much about that.
Nope, there's not a lot of us that do it, but it's a lot of fun.
Are you the old-fashioned kind of 3D with the...
Yes, the old
dual lenses.
Well, both. I do the old-fashioned stereoscopic kind with the viewers, and I also do the anaglyph with the red and blue glasses.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
And what are your subjects usually?
Well, one subject I have, I actually have a book out on 3D, Wisconsin wildflowers in 3D.
Oh, how cool!
So that was my first subject, and then I do the history of 3D.
Oh, that's very cool.
So I'm in the process of developing a 3D photo studio replica of from the 1890s.
What's the replica? The studio?
That would be similar to the way they did photography 130 years ago.
But then do you have to view these things on a stereoscope or
yep.
something? You do?
Yep.
Yeah. And the book, how does that work with the book?
That's with the red and blue glasses.
So you got to read the book with the glasses on? So
yep.
3D. Oh, that's
yeah, works
cool.
pretty good.
Very cool. Are some of these cameras your own invention? Or
None of them are my own invention, but yeah. I have a lot of different cameras.
Yeah.
The oldest stereoscope I have is from 1853.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's been around a while.
Yeah. And then do you do something during the day?
I teach at UW Stout.
I teach mass communication and journalism. Okay, that's cool. Do they have a 3D photography class there?
They
in Stout?
Do not.
Yeah.
But they should.
Stout's a very good school.
Yep.
A lot of hands-on stuff there and a lot of interesting things going on. Well, good for you. David, someone out there will play along with you, and that's how it works, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody at home who wants to play would pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you would ask them a qualifying question.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Healthy?
I don't have the influenza or whatever it is that
Aubrey
you guys
didn't get to you?
Thank God, no.
I hope somebody calls a smart. That's a smart kid. They always do the best.
Smart kids are good. You can't beat them. You can't beat them. It's illegal. Okay, this is an odd question. On a good day, bamboo can grow how many inches? So on a good day, all factors being good for bamboo growth. Hey. Okay. On a good day, a bamboo can grow how many inches? How many inches does it have to be within?
Two? Next?
Boy, you're tough. How about a foot or so?
Oh, really?
I mean, bamboo can really grow.
Okay.
Let me put
within
it to you
a
that
foot,
way.
Then. Okay, within plus a foot. Or minus a
All
foot.
Right. Okay. Let's go to the... my screen is so weird here. Yeah, Bill's online from Pittsville, Wisconsin. Hey, Bill.
How you doing, Michael?
Pretty good. You got? How's the weather out there this morning?
Oh, real good. We're tapping maple trees with my 11-year-old boy.
You are tapping, because I had earlier said, erroneously, I guess, that the sap was not running.
Well, it's not running, but it's the weekend, and it's a good thing to get him outside for. Oh. And he's walking up to me right now wondering, what the heck am I doing on the phone talking to somebody?
What are you doing tapping trees, I guess, maybe. Wonder that, too. So the sap is not running.
The sap isn't running right now, but we're hopefully by next weekend we are. We're not a big operation. We're only tapping about 60 trees today.
How many? What temperature? What's the turning point for your sap to actually run?
Oh, you need freezing days at night and above freezing during the day.
How can you have a freezing day at night?
yeah, there you go.
That's impossible.
Yeah, that's true.
So we haven't had that yet, apparently.
No. Well, we have had them above 32 degrees days. That's a big thing right now.
Bill, do you know bamboo as well as maple?
Well, I hope so. We'll see.
Okay. On a good day, bamboo can grow how many inches? Surprisingly much.
Surprisingly?
Yeah.
How about, jeepers. You know, Pittsville's exact geographical center of the state as well. I have to put that out, too.
Very important. In case you're spinning the state on a pin.
How about 30 inches?
That's close. 35 inches.
Yes!
What a guy, Bill. I say go with bamboo instead of maple. It's always growing. You don't have to wait for the weather or anything with bamboo, Bill. I'm telling you. Lots you can do with it. Well, congratulations. You qualify. So this is David here, and he's a professor at Stout.
Hi, David.
Hello, Bill.
What's your field again at Stout?
Mass communication journalism.
Mass communications. I never took that. Don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. So two of you guys work together, and we've got some good brains here on this. You should get this easy. And what are the categories here, Sarah?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Bill, you pick the first one. What would you like?
How about things you should learn in school?
Okay, school then. Okay, Pi Day could also be known as what day? Pi Day.
Oh, Pi. It was the math.
Not mass com, huh?
Boy, no, not mass com.
Not mass com, anyway.
Pi Day.
Pi Day was just yesterday.
Yeah, what was it? I guess is what I'm asking.
Extremely.
3.1.
No.
It was a 3.14 pi formula for whatever.
Okay, so yesterday was what then?
Three fourteen. Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
all right.
314, 159.
Pi day.
Yes, that's right. Okay, we can accept
March
that 14. Because I think you have the right idea. Pretty much. Also, my birthday. It was my birthday, March 14th.
Happy birthday.
And Einstein's birthday, and it's also Pi Day, so it was trifecta all in one day, and that's...
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
All right.
What's left there?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
David?
Let's try places.
Are you a sportsman, David?
I'm not.
You don't? You ever go outdoors at all except for flower pictures?
Bicycling.
Did you say places?
I said places.
Okay. Oh, you're a biker?
Yeah.
That's good. The number one wine drinkers in the world can be found in A, France, B, Australia, or C, Vatican City.
The obvious answer would be France, I think, but...
We're talking consumption per capita.
Per capita?
And it's not Vatican City?
Did you say that?
I think it would be Vatican City because several times a day they have to drink.
Whether they want to or not, I guess
right.
is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah,
well, what do you think?
Plus, they have that duty-free shop there, you know, that gift shop, duty-free gift shop in the Vatican. So. You're saying Vatican City?
That's true. Yeah, I would say Vatican City, David.
Yes, Vatican City is right. It is. Number one. More than France. Okay.
That's two right and zero wrong, and the categories remaining are current events, people, science, or odds and ends.
Back to Bill, is it?
How about current events?
Current events, here, for all the money.
All right.
What's the difference between a large and a small beer at the Idaho Steelheads hockey games in Boise?
In ounces?
Yes, and how much beer you get. One is $4, the small is $4. The big one is $7, the tall. Well, I want to know, what's the difference in ounces of beer? This made the news, by the way, so put it together.
I'm not a sports fan and I don't drink that
Got
much.
Nothing to do with sports. Oh. Got something to do with beer.
Let's do with beer.
Beer pricing.
Oh, send a signal.
How about?
What?
24 ounces, maybe?
34 ounces?
Well, I mean, I want to know between the two of them. One is a tall, you pay $7 for. One is a short.
People are sending
out $4 for.
I want to know. There's a lot of zeros floating up in the audience here.
You're saying same?
That's what the audience is
saying. There's no
difference.
They're saying you're no difference? There's no difference? The same amount of beer?
I'm saying there's no difference, David. What do you think?
That's what beers,
They're exactly the same size. That's the uproar. Hey. Holy cow! You get the tall glass. That's all you get.
David and Bill, you've both won the Mother Lode, and there's no time to tell you all about it, because I have to tell you that Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International.
David,
Michael Feldman is our producer international.
Bill,
this
hang on.
Is PRI
we'll get you back to the
Public
trees.
Radio International.
Okay, hang on. Thanks for playing, man. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, guys are quite a team. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Stout is proud of you. And Pittsville is proud of Bill.